The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on PGATour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
And what a crew it is. Frank Bassett here, everybody. It's a great day because we are at a very special place for a live edition of Golf Talk America. We're at the French Lick Resort, one of my favorite places on the planet. And we're here for the Donald Ross Classic. It's a big Symetra Tour event. The purse is big, and the winner's share is the second largest check on the Symetra Tour. Joining me this morning is the man himself, Mr. Brendan Sweeney.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you, buddy?
It's great. Getting ready for the Sweeney Cup today.
I love the slot tournament last night. Thank you for making me
participate. You were hesitant about participating.
I was.
And then we talked you into going.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to challenge. Well, I'll tell you in a minute. First off, let's get Matthew Lawrence in here. The man himself from ESPN Sports Radio in Lexington, Kentucky, 92.5 FM.
Amongst other things.
And, well, let's see. What did he do before he did this gig?
He was a dental specialist.
Oral surgeon.
Dental hygienist.
On 90210.
Matthew Lawrence, welcome. Actor, stage, screen, big time.
Big time. Big time. I'm huge. Hi, Frank. Brendan, you're an idiot. And I say that with love.
Yeah, no offense. I didn't watch 90210.
Let me explain something to you. 9 years I was on that show, and people still say to me, oh, you were that dentist. And my response is, I was an oral surgeon.
Dennis.
Do you know how big a difference there is between a dentist and an oral surgeon?
Yes.
You called me a dental hygienist.
About $30,000.
That's a week.
Did you floss this
pretty much?
Yes, I did,
good
actually.
Boy. So you learned something?
I did and lost three teeth. What can I say? Anyway, Matthew, thank you for
that's a term of endearment.
Show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I mean, being here to play in this pro-am is, I did it last year thanks to Brendan, and it was fantastic. I had to play golf with you, and that's another story.
We came in second.
We came in second.
Well, no, we tied for first and lost in the scorecard playoff.
If you're not first, you're last, Ricky Bobby.
All right, this is the Sweeney Cup we're playing in.
Yes.
Named after Brendan Sweeney.
Yes.
Really?
If we don't cheat well enough to win this,
what am I doing here?
Well,
what am I doing here? If playing with you, I can't win the Sweeney Cup. What's the point?
It's an Irish tradition.
We're the
13th tribe of Israel.
Yes.
So okay, we're playing with Leona McGuire. It's a winner, chicken dinner day.
Leona McGuire. Oh,
she will be on the LPGA very quickly. There's no doubt about it.
She's third right now in the standings.
Yeah, well, let's get the man on that really knows all
let's
about it.
Let's get the big guy.
The CBO, Chief Business Officer of the Symetra Tour, Mike Nichols. Hey, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Get me up early. I'm excited to be here.
This show goes crazy quick.
Meanwhile, Mike is sitting here looking at the three of us and going, what did I get myself into?
Actually, I'm looking right past Frank and Brendan onto the beautiful Donald Ross golf course right here. I mean, we have the benefit of this vista right here. Just don't even look at these two clowns. Just look right out there.
See the level of respect we get from the tours?
And you know what?
It's up a little from last year.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Mike, thank you for getting up and joining us.
Of course,
you have to be here because we have a great event.
Absolutely.
Now it's the second edition?
The
third edition of the Donald Ross Classic.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that. It is the third edition. Wow. The road to the LPGA. These players, when we watch them, these young ladies, much like the Corn Ferry Tour that we have on the PGA Tour, you're the equivalent on the Symetra Tour.
Correct. Right. I'm admittedly not super familiar with the Corn Ferry Tour and how it all sort of nets out in terms of players getting their card and sort of going into that
top 25.
Yeah, but then they go into that playoff type thing at the end. So ours is pretty clean. The top 10 players on our money list at the end of the year get tour cards for the following season. So it's pretty simple to follow along. And, you know, as you mentioned, we've got some players who are playing some great golf right now. And, you know, it's exciting to see because we have players who, you know, play on this tour but will play in major championships. They'll qualify to play in the U.S. Open. There's a number of players who play on this tour who are this week playing on the LPGA Tour event in Toledo. So It's there's really a lot of it, the sort of the fine line between the top players on this tour and the LPGA tour. It's somewhat indistinguishable. So it's a great thing.
It brings up an interesting question that the top 10. How many players would you say in general are on the Symmetric Tour?
So we have about 350 members or so, let's just say, of whom any given week 144 will be playing. But, you know, I would say that in certain weeks we might get to number 200 or so if a bunch of them play on the LPGA Tour.
My point is the top 10 on the money list get there. The competition is staggering. Really, when you look at it, it's like 10 players out of all those players at the end of the season are going to go to the LPGA Tour. I mean, the talk about a missed putt being important.
Absolutely. I mean, the biggest challenge we have when people say, what's the biggest challenge on this tour? It's getting people to understand the level of play that's happening on this tour with players they might not have heard of before and say, oh, are these players any good? And the example I use to use an analogy that would be familiar with folks in the States, you know, if you look at the fact that we have 32 NFL teams, there's about 60 guys on each team by the time you do injuries and all the practice squads and stuff. So there's about 2,000 NFL players. Any given week on the LPGA Tour, there's 144 people playing. The NFL is fed by one country primarily. We have 35 countries represented here just on the Symmetra Tour, similar on the LPGA Tour. So you start thinking about the fact that, you know, 144 players is a little bit more than the two teams that appear in the Super Bowl, right? That's who's on the LPGA Tour.
Right.
And then everybody else is, I mean, so you think of how hard it is to get onto the NFL. This is like just trying to play your way on to the two Super Bowl teams. Not even just get in the league. Yeah. Play on to the two Super Bowl teams. So where did this next level of player come from? And again, we've got members from 45 countries, 35 represented here. So you just think about how hard it is to get into the NFL and how we're fed by one country, and then now you're trying to play on to the two Super Bowl teams and you're fed by over 40 countries. It's like if you actually thought about it, you wouldn't even start the process.
You wouldn't get out of bed.
You would not start the process because it's so
staggering.
And they're
all playing for the same position.
That's exactly right.
All playing for the same position. Yeah. It's not like the NFL because there's just one position, and that's winning the tournament.
Yep.
So the quality of the play was a tough gig to get into.
It's true. I mean, well, what are the odds of that?
Really?
For me?
Pretty good.
100%.
Beverly Hills 90210, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club?
No, what were you in? What was that?
St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire, I'm
Eddie
sorry.
And the Cruisers, Saturday Night Live.
And?
Duet for 3 years on Fox.
Duet was good.
600 guest starring appearances.
So
something like
601 today.
That's it. 601.
But who's counting?
The quality.
Now this is going right on his IMDb bio right here. Right. Golf talk live self. You know.
I took a picture of it right here.
I'm going to update my Wikipedia page later.
So we have an extreme competition out here. The last 2 years, 12 under has won.
Yeah.
On a par 70 course, 54 hole format. So you look at the level of competition. First year was a playoff.
That's one. It was quite a long one, I believe.
That's why they did the flyover.
Six holes, wasn't it?
Did the flyover.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was really cool, yeah.
And I had to go pick up the Golf Channel talent because we had the Senior LPGA Championship, which will be this October at the PTI Golf Course.
And you talk about fun. That event is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Because they are the best. The Senior LPGA.
Well, it all starts here.
It all starts right here. This is the road. Right here. The road to the LPGA.
And hopefully we laid a foundation with the inaugural Senior LPGA.
The level of talent that's out here on this golf course today, when you look at these young ladies, young women, it's staggering. They're all so good, competing again for 10 slots.
Yeah.
But they're all so good. If you just watch them, and I tell all my friends that want to play golf or try to play golf, tempo, go watch the LPGA and the Symmetra Tour players.
Yeah.
Watch them and emulate their swings.
Right.
Don't try to emulate Tiger Woods. Don't try to emulate Brooks Koepka.
Matthew Lawrence
or Brendan Sweeney.
I'm
dead serious.
Oh, that was
emulate
too much.
The young ladies that are out there playing because it's all about their tempo and it's smooth and the ball goes and it stays in play.
Yep.
Well, to talk about the LPGA now and some of the alumni that have come out of the Symmetra Tour.
Yeah, so one of our alums that's having a lot of success right now is Nellie Korda. She graduated a couple of years ago. I think she's won it. I know she's won at least twice, maybe a third time, but she's already qualified for the Solheim Cup team. She's one of four players that have already qualified. So she graduated a couple years ago, is going to play on the Solheim Cup team. We have two other players that are currently in line within the top 10 to play on the Solheim Cup, Brittany Altamari, who played on this tour for a number of years, and then, of course, I'm going to forget the other one who graduated, Marina Alex, Vanderbilt player, who is also in the top 10. So we've got players who are graduating from this tour and actually playing as an elite American player. We had Madeline Sagstrom a couple of years ago who led our money list, and the following year, Annika selected her to play on the European Solheim Cup team. So, again, the level of play that's happening here on this tour is getting noticed, and, you know, even Perrine Delacour, who is currently leading our money list, she graduated from the tour in 2013. You know, I don't quite know what, obviously didn't have as good a year last year and is back here. Now she's won twice, her first two professional wins. So, you know, she played on the LPGA Tour for 4 years before sort of finding her way back here. Now she'll be back on the LPGA Tour next year. But again, that's sort of, all it takes is, you know, we're talking about the NFL, you know, I guess those guys aren't on guaranteed contracts, but it's one of those where you just have one bad year. Maybe you're injured a little bit. Maybe you have, you know, maybe one of your parents dies and you have sort of an emotional roller coaster or something like that. It doesn't take much to find yourself off of the LPGA Tour. And that's one of the great things about this tour is it gives them the chance to find their way
back
onto the LPGA Tour.
Actually,
when they come back from the LPGA, I know that these gals out here are probably like, oh, no, she's played 3 years on the LPGA. Now she's going to play against us with that level of experience on that stage, which is you know, the big stage. Mm-hmm. So that's got to be a little disconcerting to the young ladies that are coming up and out of school on the Symetra Tour.
Well, the thing is that, you know, what we see a lot with our younger players, and it seems like it's that way with a lot of the sports now, and even you're seeing a little bit more on the men's side, is the younger players right now seem fearless. You know, they're not sort of spending a lot of time worrying about anybody else. They're just sort of, you know, look at last week on the LPGA Tour, yell at me, no, who, you know,
Matthew
played on
Wolf.
A spot, Matthew Wolf, obviously. Right. And then we had a 17-year-old sponsor exemption last week on the LPGA Tour that was in the final group on Saturday. And I think she finished in the top six. And she, you know, 17-year-old player. So, you know, there's, and she, I think she went shot for shot with the number one player in the world on Saturday. And it's just, you know, no fear.
They are fearless.
Oh, Alexis Pano coming up.
Yes.
Yep.
She's 15 years old.
Just turned 15.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
She played in our inaugural event, and I believe she was in the final group going into Sunday on our inaugural event on the Symetra Tour this season. But they just, you know, they're just tunnel vision, which is what you need to be in golf, right? The ball's sitting in front of you, and you got nobody's playing defense. You just got to get it in the hole. But it's easier said than done.
That is the voice of Mike Nichols. He's the chief business officer of the Symetra Tour. And I guess do you live in Daytona Beach?
I do, yes. Yep.
It's a nice spot.
It is. It is a nice place to raise a family. I live actually in the town just to the north, Ormond Beach, but my commute is just one exit to the south. And so, you know, as we travel around to various parts of the country, you know, you go into a tournament in Charlotte and you think to yourself, now I know why I live in Daytona Beach, because I like that 10-minute commute. It takes me longer to get out of my neighborhood than it does to actually get to work once I get there.
Has Sweeney been banned for life from the LPGA golf courses there?
I don't know. I've not been back. He played there last week. I have not been back since he played. So I'll have to update you on a future episode.
Well, it goes both ways, Mr. Nichols.
Hello.
You're in my town now.
Right, my room, could get back to my hotel. The room key is not going to be flashing red.
We'll call the sheriff. Those plates are expired.
Brendan Sweeney, Director of Player Development and Media Relations for the French Lick Resort. Matthew Lawrence, who has a great show. Tell our listeners a little bit about your show, Matthew, and Lexington.
Backspin Golf, every Sunday morning. It's my sixth year. It's how I met Brendan. Ultimately, I don't remember how I met you, and I don't care to remember, actually.
I understand.
this is a family show.
You told me. We talked about this yesterday a little
bit. You and I met a long time ago.
Long time ago. But Backspin has been fantastic. It's been great. I have people on from all over the world, literally. And every Sunday morning, 8 to 9, and it's just the greatest. I'm very blessed because I get to do stuff like this. With today's Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. All day.
Is that?
Yeah.
And
well, Thursday.
I'm at the Donald Ross course at French Lick getting ready to play in the Pro-Am.
All day?
On a Wednesday.
And who are you playing
with
today?
I would say my golf show is really a good thing. really a good thing.
Yeah. Leona McGuire.
Leona McGuire.
Tell us about her, because you know her history.
I do know her history. As people that listen to my show know, for 10 years before I moved to Lexington, I did radio for the Duke basketball team and was very close to Coach Brooks at Duke, the most successful women's college golf coach. Duke, this year's national championship for the sixth time, I think, in women's golf. Leona played at Duke.
And her sister.
And her sister. And so I can't, this is going to be a great day for me, but Leona is third on the money list so far this year. National champion at Duke. She has two wins, I think, on the Symetra Tour already. And it's just a fantastic story. She's a wonderful woman, as almost, I certainly haven't met a lot of Symetra Tour players, but every single one that I've spoken to, yeah, is just, they're just great people.
Well, now Leona has a great game, as you said, but she is playing with you, me, and this guy next to me, Brendan Sweeney, today.
Who is a dual citizen of Ireland, by the way.
I know that. But it's probably going to...
Do you have an Irish ball mark in your pocket right now as I do? Do I you? Do you?
It's called a quarter.
Okay.
It's called a quarter.
Okay. I don't want to hear about all the Irish dual citizenship and stuff.
All right, fine.
All right.
He carries a potato around in his golf bag.
Hello.
Whoa.
That's a racial comment. That's a famine joke.
That's a bottle of vodka. It's not a potato. It's potato vodka.
Yes, it's becoming a vodka.
Mike Nichols.
But if vodka, you know, the proper way, it's potato juice. So
we're
it's a health
drink. Off the rails now.
That's a good way to look at it. And it figures coming from you that would be the rationale.
And if you mix it with tomato juice, which was invented in French Lick, Indiana.
In what year?
In 1914.
That's correct.
Lee Perrin.
I know this stuff.
1914. Mike, I want to jump back a little bit to our side of the house.
Hit the brakes.
We're PGA Tour Radio, and I'm out at most of the tour events. The last 2 weeks on the PGA Tour were two inaugural events, basically. And
Detroit.
In Minnesota. And the excitement around those two events with players that aren't as exposed as Koepka and McIlroy and Woods and Adam Scott and on and on and on. With you guys on the Symetra Tour, it's kind of like the same thing, because when people come out to see a Symetra Tour event, you're up close and personal. It's not like going to the Players' Championship or Masters, where you're 20 deep just to see. You can get close to the players and get to know the players as they're coming up and then follow them on to the LPGA. That's got to be just a blessing for you guys and your sponsors out there.
Yeah, it's something we talk about a lot when we're talking about bringing on new events and what the experience can be. And one of my favorite stories is the first player I met. So I started with the tour with the Symetra Tour in 2012, and the first player I met was a player named Dolores White. And I remember walking into sort of the tent, and she says, "Oh, you must be the new guy. Are you Mike?" I said, "Yeah, what's your name?" Dolores. And I said, "Oh, where are you from, Dolores?" And she said, "I'm from Lakeland, Florida." And I said, "Oh, Lakeland." I said, I was looking through some paperwork. Didn't we used to have a Symetra Tour event there? And she said, "Yeah, the whole reason that I'm here playing on the Symetra Tour today is because 15 years ago or whatever, my mom and dad took me to that golf tournament, and I got the idea that I could play golf for a living." Mm. And so just because of her exposure to that, she picked up a golf club, yep, started to play golf, had a full ride to Wake Forest, which is another premier, yes, women's program, yeah, and you know, played on the Symetra Tour for a number of years, didn't ultimately make it to the LPGA Tour, but found a career in golf and membership sales or whatever it is. And so, like, to me, as much as this is about sending 10 players onto the LPGA Tour, it's sort of the impact. We had a junior clinic yesterday with 55 kids who came out, and you know, we had half a dozen players down there giving lessons to these kids. So, you know, impacting the future of the game. And again, you know, they don't all have to make it onto the LPGA Tour if, you know, we're impacting the local communities
in
which
we
play.
That's a great way to look at it.
Well, and we keep talking about the Symetra Tour. Symetra, who's been a sponsor since
2012.
Great company, a financial services and insurance company out of Bellevue, Washington. Mm-hmm. They're very dedicated. They've been around a long time with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so they're under contract with us through 2021, which for the duration of it is a 10-year relationship, which in the world of sort of modern-day sports and turnovers and whatnot, that's quite a long time. And so they were with us at a time, the year prior to them coming aboard, we didn't have a sponsor of the tour. It just played as the LPGA Futures Tour because we didn't have a title. And Symetra sort of took a bet on us, and they were they had just gone through a rebrand, so it kind of made sense in terms of the timing. But we've been good for their business, and they've been great partners for us. So it's been fun to sort of grow both of our brands together.
But also on that side, the local community that comes into play, your players, you have housing set up, you have caddies set up. Explain the relationship with the community and how that's fitting in.
Yeah, so in a lot of communities, what we'll have is, like as you mentioned, host housing. And so, like, I know I was talking to the tournament director next week in Rochester. I think 95 of our players will be in host houses during the week of the event. And that's really a part of it's obviously benefits the players because it's easy for me to go home and, you know, from a week of travel and, you know, submit an expense report. The players don't have any, but, you know, there's some expense report is coming right back around to them. So, you know, to have host housing saves them the $1,000 hotel bill or whatever it is for the week. But secondarily, it sort of gets our tentacles of the event out into the community. And these people become lifelong friends. There's stories of players who played on the Symetra Tour and LPGA Tour who say that when they got married, half of the people in the audience were their host housing hosts who they'd stayed with throughout the year. Because, you know, if you play on the LPGA for 10 years or so and, you know, you stay at the same house for 10 years and you remember their daughter when she was
You're part of the family.
Yes, exactly. You know, every summer you go back and, you know, the daughter was 8 when you started playing there, and now she's 18 and going off to college, and she's going to the college that you went to because, you know, so there's all these sort of stories. So it's a really important part of the event for us is those things, or going out in the community and doing charity visits or the junior clinic like we had. And so the players are really great with their time and allowing us to make these sort of inroads with the community, because we don't have, the Symetra Tour doesn't have sort of the massive marketing budget, so a lot of what we do has got to be the sort of the grassroots stuff where you actually go out in the community, do things that attract the media to what you're doing. So the players are the best ambassadors that we have, and fortunately for me, I can go in and talk to a sponsor and talk about what the tour is all about and not say, oh my gosh, I just told them our players were amazing, like now I got to go and talk to them about being amazing. Like, they're just, they get it, and that's what we talk about. These players get it, they understand their responsibility to, you know, leaving this tour better than they found it. And, you know, a lot of the growth of the tour, so in 2012 when I started, we had 2013 was my first full year, we had 15 events and we were playing for $1.6 million in prize money, and this year we're playing 23 times for $4 million in prize money. So we've made a huge jump, and a lot of that was just me saying to them when we first started, I'm like, hey, if we're going to grow this tour, it's almost on you as much as it's on me. So I need you to deliver a good experience today in the Pro-Am. I need you to be good, you know, sort of tenants when you're doing host housing and stuff like that. And so the growth of the tour is as much about what they do when we come into these towns.
And you also look at what the LPGA is doing, what, you know, your boss, Mike Wan's doing. I mean, same message. You guys they're growing exponentially. You guys are growing at a great pace, too. We appreciate the partnership that we have, not only with the Symetra Tour event, but with the senior LPGA as well. So,
yeah, I mean, and we can't, obviously, it goes without saying, you can't do it with partners, without partners like the French Lick Resort, and you guys having the vision to create the first major championship in women's senior golf was, you know, the senior LPGA championship a couple years ago. Obviously, then the U.S. Senior Women's Open came in behind it, and your support of this event to sort of bookend the two ends of, you know, the career, you know, the sending them on to the LPGA and then sort of picking them up on the backside. So French Lick Resort is great. Two fantastic venues. The history of what you've done here in 59 and 60 with the scene, with the regular LPGA championship right here on the golf course that the Symetra Tour is being held on. So, I mean, this is a great, it's a great spot to come and spend a couple days and play golf with two great golf courses, two plus great golf courses.
I see a Solheim Cup coming to the Dye course. That'd be awesome.
That would be a test.
If you flip-flop the ninth,
it would be.
You could use the whole back of that as a natural amphitheater. That'd be great.
No, it'd be fantastic.
For our listeners out there, there's only one place that you can come play a Don Ross course, a Pete Dye course, and a Tom Bendolo course in the United States.
Two World Golf Hall of Fame architects.
And one that should be.
Bendolo should be
in the World Golf Hall of Fame.
He was a Johnny Appleseed of golf.
He really was. Yeah. And most of you talk about Donald Ross courses all over the country. A lot of those courses, I'm not saying all, but a lot, are redesigned. Tom Bendelow, of course, is by Donald Ross. So, you know, Tom Bendelow hasn't gotten his due, and we're lobbying for him to get into the World Golf Hall of Fame.
We got Jan Stevenson in.
We sure did.
Which was great. Sure.
Remember when she came and visited us at the PGA Merchandise Show and brought the booze?
That was
the stage.
I remember half of it.
that's what I thought.
And that's why.
Yeah. Well, she's got a great, you know, snares, wine, and rum. So.
Up next, Steve Elkington. He's going to bring his stuff, too. We're going to have a great
Yikes.
Time. Mike Nichols, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to have a great time in the Pro-Am and have a great tournament here at French Lick, and all the best from our team at Golf Talk America and the PGA Tour radio team to yourself and your gals out on the LPGA and Sumatra Tours.
Thank you very much, and thanks for hosting us here this week, guys. It's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thanks, Mike. Okay, boys, so it's us now. What are we going to talk about?
We could talk about the Sweeney Cup.
Can we talk about Tim Matthews?
We can.
He's not here.
That's good.
We can talk about Tim.
See you,
thanks, Mike. We appreciate it. No worries. Didn't break it too bad.
It's just coffee.
It's just coffee. No, let's talk about what we're going to do here today, because we have a lot of media here.
We've got 20 media members from across the country.
From across the country, all the way from California to New York, basically.
To Maryland, yeah. Ryan Ballingy.
Yeah. Well, is Ryan here yet? He's supposed to be on the show this morning.
He was at the craps table last night.
Great.
And we do have a casino here.
And Fred Cowgill is supposed to be here this morning, and he's not here.
He is the godfather of Louisville media.
Hmm. Yes.
He's got 32 Kentucky Derbies underneath his belt.
Yeah. So off within the Pro-Am today
is
the Sweeney Cup.
Yes.
Which is this is the second year we will have done the Sweeney Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And that's named after you.
Well, my job is for the director of golf media relations. I have relationships with all these media people across the United States. And this is a great way to bring them all together, tie them in with golf, tie them in. We had a great slot tournament last night. We're playing the die course tomorrow. And they're all cool guys. I mean, they're handpicked. And ladies. And Cheryl Justak from Golf Now magazine up in Chicago. And just a bunch of regular knuckleheads going out and play for
having a good time.
The trophies that are right in front of us, the Sweeney Cup, and then we're going to have a good time tonight as well.
As a matter of fact, the first place Sweeney Cup trophy is already in my car. Well, I don't know if you checked.
Well, there are only four left. There were five over there.
Yeah,
did you get
that's
one?
That's right.
Okay.
Well, as I said before, if we're playing with Brendan Sweeney of the Sweeney Cup, if we can't take first place, what's the point?
Absolutely.
Cheat till you get caught.
That's our motto.
Easy now.
That's our motto.
We do have standards.
We are Group 16B. That's our motto.
16B.
Is it too late to get a banner made up to put on the car?
We're starting, boys, on a 110-yard par 3.
Well, yeah, and Tyler...
Threewood.
Howerton.
Threewood, yes. Threewood wedge.
Tyler Howerton. She's from Jasper. One of our exemptions. Her dad is the head pro at Sultan's Run down the road. She had her practice round. She jarred.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good luck.
Yeah.
It is. It's just great play.
Yeah.
And she's a sweet kid. They're all great kids.
Yeah. I mean, good luck in that it's happened once, it can happen again.
So, Matthew, you and I will be together next week, right?
Yes. Next week is a very big week. We talked about, you mentioned a little bit about.
On the PGA Tour.
We're going to have the Barbasol Championship in Lexington next week. Starting Monday, it's Barbasol week. We'll be doing Matthew and Mikey Wednesday, Thursday, Friday out there. And then Saturday and Sunday, I'll be doing Backspin Golf special editions from 4 to 6 both days. And you were talking about the Sumatra Tour, and these are players most of us have never heard of. The Barbasol, which is obviously next week is Open Championship week at Royal Portrush also. Is the concurrent ones for guys that are not playing in the Open Championship. Last year, I played in the Pro-Am last year, as I will next week. I stood on that driving range. Now, we all know a lot of guys on the PGA Tour. It's part of our business. There were a bunch of guys who I've never heard of that are playing in this PGA Tour.
I'm sure they said the same thing about you.
And that's fine. Most of them know me. They actually kept...
As the dentist.
You know what was weird?
As the dentist. Here
oral hygienist.
Again. All right. I'm getting a little fed up with that line of thinking. Anyway, that's a nice motion you just made.
No.
That's part of his swing.
This is PGA Tour.
No, I know it is.
It's good swing.
I'm just saying. Anyway, I stood on the driving range. For example, Danny Lee.
Sure.
Now, a lot of us know Danny Lee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But there were a lot of people the Barbasol who didn't know who Danny Lee was. Well, when you stand next to these guys on the driving range and watch them hit the ball, it's astounding. Astounding.
It is.
How great they are.
And just like on the
Just like here. That's what I meant. But next week is going to be Troy Merritt won it the first Barbasol in Lexington last year. He's having a phenomenal year.
There'll be
on the
some
PGA
names.
Tour.
There'll be some names next week.
Yes.
And
you know who else is coming? You know who else we just found out yesterday is coming
week?
John Daly.
Is John? Are you going to give him a cart?
And you know, here's why he's coming, because the RNA denied him a cart.
Actually, yesterday, he got a medical condition yesterday and wound up in a hospital over in Ireland.
Well, maybe he. I didn't see this morning. Maybe he's not going. I hope he's all right.
No, yeah.
He immediately when he found out that they weren't going to let him use a cart over at the Open Championship, he immediately entered into the Barbasol Championship.
The Barbasol, and let's talk about the Barbasol folks for just a minute.
Yes.
Tom Murray, I believe is his name.
Who went to Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana.
His family basically run Barbasol.
I mean,
they are Barbasol.
Right.
And what a great sponsor. They moved it from Opelika, Alabama, 2 years ago to Lexington, Kentucky.
To Keene Trace. Yes,
the
champions at Keene Trace is where the tournament will be.
And for those of you listening to this show who have never been to the Lexington, Paris, Kentucky area, it is horse farm heaven.
And Keeneland
and bourbon.
Horses and bourbon.
And Keeneland
and basketball.
Is one of the best racetracks.
And backspin golf.
I'm there too.
I'm talking horse racing.
Oh, okay.
I love Keeneland.
Yes.
What a great track.
Keeneland is one of the three best tracks in America.
Yes.
In America.
And Claiborne Farm is just right down the road where how many Triple Crown winners
have
gone to
there.
Unbelievable.
It's an amazing place to live. It's beautiful.
Beautiful place.
If you're anywhere near Lexington next week and you're a golf fan and you're listening, stop by and just check out the Barbasol Championship.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the Donald Ross Classic for a minute.
Yeah.
And it starts tomorrow.
Hey, just real quick.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
He said Daly said he got bit by a brown recluse spider.
That's not good.
But he, that's not good.
Oh, no.
He won't recover from that very quickly.
He'll be there next week.
Yeah, but he's committed to the Barbasol.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's so awesome.
If you put a little Barbasol on
John, I hope you get better.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, John.
That'd be a great draw for you guys.
John's a great draw.
This is amazing. Actually, I was thinking about this. In the mid-90s, I was invited to play at a celebrity event at the Fort Wayne Country Club. I'm sure you've been there. I mean, it's a
Sycamore Hills.
Old time. Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so I go. My friend Jay Fry brought me up there. And I got to the golf course early, and John Daly was there. This is in the mid-90s, so he was still pretty. He was a pretty big deal. And he was going to be for charity. They put him on a par 3, and if you could hit your shot inside of John Daly's shot, so much went to the charity. I walked into the locker room at Fort Wayne Country Club, and John Daly was sitting in there by himself reading the paper. This was a couple hours before we were going to start. And I sat down with him and just talked to him for about 45 minutes. And he was asking me questions about acting and different things. It was 45 of the greatest minutes ever.
He was the most wonderful
guy. And he was at the height. He was
pumping up the shoes.
He was big. He was. That's funny.
Well, another John Daly story. To step back a few years, a good friend of mine who was a country artist in Nashville, who unfortunately was killed in a car accident leaving a gig in the Panhandle of Florida, got T-boned. But Billy Pearson, God rest his soul, love him. Billy and John and I used to get together, and Billy was teaching John guitar years and years ago and helping him with his guitar and singing. And we wrote a song, all sat around, did a song called Don't Get No Sand in It, which is about drinking on the beach. So that's a little John Daly story there. But anyway, so Brendan Sweeney.
Bassett has been writing songs Brendan, just so you know, the last 2 days he's just making stuff up.
I'm just trying to find a way to make a living, baby.
Well, try a little harder.
I got tears in my ears from lying on my back, crying in my sleep over you.
Room service.
That's great. Check, please.
Check, please. Matthew Lawrence, it's so good to be with you, and can't wait to see you next week, too, over in Lexington.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, no, man. You're the best. You really are. We met. Let's tell our listeners real quick. Matthew Lawrence and I met. I played in a tournament. I was invited by Lexmark many, many years ago to Lexington, Kentucky. They flew me in, and I played with the president of Lexmark in a charity tournament called the Children's Charity Classic, which you're intimately involved in.
This is my 33rd year. We just had it. 33rd out of the 39 that they've had.
Yeah. And it's a great tournament for the Children's Charity of the Bluegrass.
37 different charities. They just presented the check from last year's tournament of $380,000 to 37 different children's charities in Central Kentucky. It's incredible every year.
Well, I had a great time, but at the party, we had all the pictures of the celebrities in the program. This is way before I got into golf radio and all that. I was doing my thing in another world. And so I went up to Matthew and had him sign the program under his, you know, bio and his picture. I meant to bring that to show it to you. I still have that.
You told me that last night.
I still have that.
We should get your picture on the wall here in French Lick.
Yeah.
Send me a headshot.
You know, I'm glad this finally came out because in all this time, last night I was walking back.
Chuck Mangione's on the wall, my friend.
I'm not. Well, I want to be on the wall.
Hey, Frank, this is about me.
It's about me.
Okay. Just stop.
He'll pull your molars out. With his beer knuckles.
Yeah.
I'll clean your teeth.
Clean your teeth. Whatever. I walked past that wall with all the pictures on it last night, and I thought, this is kind of a kick in the head that I'm so important. Meanwhile, French Lick has been a partner of mine on Backspin Golf since the first show, I think.
That's why I'm bringing
this up now.
Yes.
The best partner, Mr. Sweeney, the best partner any show could have is French Lick.
As Golf Talk America, they were the first sponsor and have continued to be of Golf Talk America.
Yeah.
And so we value our relationship. Mr. Sweeney, sir.
Co-pilot seat here. Wow, you're a great radio guy. Now just pay for it.
Anyway, we are at the French Lick Resort. We're in Hagen's, the restaurant that overlooks the Donald Ross course, which is great food. You guys have built a gorgeous outdoor patio out here and an outdoor fire pit.
That was an addition last year.
Yeah.
That was the outdoor patio, and we decided to close it in. So we have an additional, like another 100 people out there.
Yeah, this place is great. And overlooking the course, we have a 360-degree vista, basically, around the course.
Yeah, so, it's a great place to be.
Matthew, are you ready to play today? Are you game on?
I'm just sitting here staring at the golf course.
Oh, it's amazing.
Oh,
so back in 1914, Mr. Taggart, who owned the resort, and he was also the mayor of Indianapolis and the director of the Democratic National Party, he went down to Pinehurst and brought Donald Ross back up here, and they drove all around the county, and they found this plot of land, and he just staked it out and rolled in the freight cars, and everybody came out. And
Mr. Taggart also did something up in his mansion.
Yes, 1931, we had the Democratic National Party here, and President Roosevelt declared his presidency at the Pete Dye Mansion.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, while drinking tomato juice.
Of course.
And Pluto water.
Absolutely.
Pluto water, yes.
I'm looking at this course on this plot of land that you just mentioned.
Yes.
And the Pete Dye course, 2 miles down the road.
Up the road, over yonder.
Anyway, Mr. Sweeney, I'm sorry. Anyway,
sir,
that plot of land where Pete Dye walked out on top of a mountain and went, oh, yeah, let's see.
He said no first.
He said it couldn't be done.
He went back home.
Right.
And then, you know, woke up in the middle of the night, sketched on a napkin.
Right.
Which is our ad campaign we did a couple of years ago. Met Mr. Ferguson and Dave Harner at a little restaurant in Martinsville, and he plotted it out. So Pete picked out got all the old topo maps out and said, yeah, we could do it here, 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 and here. And we're up about 110 acres here At the die course, it's 360 acres.
It's a joke, what it is.
It's crazy.
I'm looking at all this and just the minds, Donald Ross, Pete Dye, these architects.
It's a beautiful place.
Fantastic.
Guys, we've got to play a pro-am, so we better get out of here and warm up a little bit. What do you think?
The number one golf show in Australia.
We are the number one golf show in Australia.
Mark,
so, hey, boys, down under, we love you. Thank you all so much.
Tell Matthew real quick.
At the Masters, they came up. One of the guys walked up and said, hey, you had a Golf Talk America something on.
I had a French Lick shirt on.
French Lick shirt, that's right. And they said, hey, you know, French Lick, do you know this guy? Do you know Brendan Sweeney? He said, that must be me. He said, we listen to you guys all the time.
In Australia.
Yeah. We're the number one Golf Talk show
in Australia. And one of the guys was a dentist.
He was a dentist.
Yes.
He was an oral surgeon.
Yes. Eddie, the big beard.
All right, you know what? You're a great partner, but this is really enough.
We're getting out of here.
I've had it with you.
We're going to go play a pro-am today.
Yes. Let's go.
Everybody,
I need to warm up.
Matthew Lawrence, thank you so much for being
Frankie.
With us today. Brendan Sweeney,
thanks for your support.
Oh, thank you for your support, buddy. We're going to have some fun. Ryan finally showed up.
Yeah, nice to see him.
Ending the show. Ryan Ballinger is right here.
Great to see him.
We're ending the show. Everybody, we love each and every one of you. Thanks for listening to Golf Talk America, and we will see you very, very soon.